Yeah, they do that. You know, they move around really, and especially during the evening, they really move around because they get hungry. You know what I mean? And tomorrow the weather is not gonna be, it's not gonna be a little bit cold. It's gonna be a little bit warm, so you won't see them till a little bit before dark. But that's the time they're gonna come out. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, right now they're hungry for something besides food. They're already chasing the does around. That big one this morning, it had the smaller buck chasing a doe, and then the doe ran away from him a little bit, and he stood there watching her, and then all of a sudden he took off in the other direction, and that's when the big one came in. So they're already starting to chase the does. I think the full moon has got them going into rut earlier this year, is my guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was out West Bloomfield a couple of days ago, and a couple of big does. Those big, they were very big does. I would say weighed about 160, 170 pounds. They both jumped right in front of me. I had no other choice. I was on Middlebelt crossing the road, and both of them jumped one on another one. I don't know what happened, but they did. And I couldn't take no picture of them because they were fast. They were going. There was no stopping for them. Over.
Roger that. They probably had a big old buck behind them chasing them. That's cool. Yeah, definitely action going on. I'm getting the itch again. I used to be out there every evening that I could, since it's right in my backyard, and all this health stuff, I kind of was, you know, it was definitely not one of my priority things. But yeah, I've been feeling better, so I think it's time to put venison in the freezer.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I get a deer. I make some sausage, though, and make some sausage for the morning sausage. Also, it used to be my mom. She liked the butt, the big butt. She used to cook it. She leave it on the water, cook it, and she used to put all kinds of vegetable with it. It tastes so good, and that deer was eating nothing but corn. And I like it. I like it this way. I like it like a shish kebab. You put some onions, you put some green pepper, and some tomatoes, and put it on the grill. And when you do that, get some of that good old beer. You know, stout. I don't know if you know, ever heard of stout beer, the dark beer. And put it on top and let it rip.
Oh yeah, that's the kind of beer I like. I don't drink very much, man. I haven't drank in a long time, but yeah, that dark beer is what I like. A little bit bitter. Oh yeah, nice ice cold, so there's ice on the bottle. Yeah, and then the butt roast. I started doing the roast, the venison roast, a couple of years ago, and I can't remember. I gotta remember how I did it because it was so good. I know there was this little contraption. I think that's how I got the recipe. There was this little contraption where you plug it in, and you can even plug it in a 12-volt, I believe. And you put everything in this little glass pan, and it has a lid on it, and then it heats it up, and it actually cooks it. You gotta leave it there all day. But they actually made it so you could cook it while you're hunting, and then when you get done, you know, done hunting for the night, it's ready. And oh man, that was good. It was, you know, obviously small pieces of roast, not a huge butt roast, but same concept. And yeah, man, that was good.
Now we used to go hunting with a motor home, and when you get a deer, believe me, I get the whole heart, the heart and the liver. Clean them all up, everything, take everything out first and clean them up, put them in a big pot, put some green onion with them, put some onions, and put some green pepper, and cook it. Cook it, and really it tastes so good. And that's when you want to eat those, the hearts and the liver. You don't want them till next day or something like that, because they're still fresh. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, we had the heart once. My friend's dad cooked it up, and it was pretty good. Never thought of eating it until he did that. And then the liver, honestly, I haven't tried any sort of liver in quite some time, but I'd be willing to try it again, that's for sure. Because I know a lot of things that I didn't like when I was a kid, I try again, and I'll end up liking it, so... Like black olives, I used to hate them, and I just love them now.
Maybe one day you come by me, I'll show you the black olives here. There's a place here on 18 and Ryan. They call it a Dream Market. You go walk in there. I don't know how far you're from that. You go walk in there, you see all kinds of different olives. You'll love that. You just say, oh, you know what? Can I take all that home? Over.
Yeah, that's not too far from where I'm at. Not far at all. I'll have to drive out there when I wake up early enough and check it out. But yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on. Do you try listening to any of the space station passes with that radio?
I try, and I do have the app on my cell phone. What time they come up, all that. I try a couple of times, which is good. A lot of people calling. I mean, I don't know if you're going to get a chance to call or not. Over.